continuing on the music train, we have my good friend and multi-instrumentalist, accomplished singer-songwriter, touring musician from Melbourne, Rin McArdle. How you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Well, that was pretty remarkable, having all those people there together. But you've got you've just released Strings, and there's a purpose to your music, isn't there, Rin?
Yeah, with this song there was. I wanted to raise some music for Para Foundation, and also I just wanted to bring some more attention in the kind of music world to what's happening in Palestine, because I feel like, yeah, there's not that many artists here at the moment that are kind of writing about it, whether it's because they're scared or, yeah, I'm not sure. But yeah, I just wanted to, yeah, write a song about how I was feeling and how I think some people are feeling about what's happening.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, that you should say that, because this is what art is about, communicating to people what's going on around you. When you talk about para, you're talking about Palestine Australian Relief in Action, and you're contributing to that by releasing this song, not only telling people the stories, but also to any financial returns going to support Palestinians in their need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, part of the conversation that we wanted to have with you was actually this thing about art. Being technically good at something isn't really the point, is it?
No, I don't think so. I think art across all its like forms and genres has become a little bit depoliticized recently, or at least it feels that way to me. And I think there is a lot more than just being technically proficient, whether it's like your drawing or your poetry or music. Yeah, I think it should reflect the times and reflect, like, art should almost be a mirror to what's happening around us. And just for some reason, I feel like I don't know why it's this particular thing that people are scared of writing about or like creating art to do with. Yeah, it's just kind of strange to me, I think.
Do you think it's like you having toured the sort of the world the way you have, and even this continent, how do you find that affecting different places where you've been? Like, is it a feature that's specific to Melbourne, Australia, or Fitzroy and stuff like that, or is it something that you've seen reflected everywhere else?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I would have thought that in this city, it would be like probably of all of the places in this country that like Nam would probably be the place that people were the most. I mean, it's, yeah, the protest city. I would have thought that more people would kind of be writing about what's happening. But I don't know. I feel like this particular situation is very different, and there's a lot of contributing factors to, I think, why people are scared. There's like the, like within like major record labels, there's their offshoots. Like major record labels have offshoots that are kind of indie record labels, but they're attached to these like bigger record labels that have like ties to Israel and ties to things that I think trickle down and make it so the artists connected to those labels maybe feel like they can't express what they want to express, and that's one side of it, I think.
Yeah, so what you're really saying is that there's a certain Zionism prevailing, which is quite separate from people being Jewish. We're talking about an ideological connection to Zionism.
Yeah, so like one example is like Warner Music Group is like the third biggest music conglomerate in the world. And there's like a billionaire called Len Blavatnik controlling more than 73% of its shares. And this man, Len Blavatnik, recently faced a series of protests in the UK after his Israeli television channel was accused of cancelling programs to appease Benjamin Netanyahu. He's a major donor to a bunch of Israeli causes, including Birthright Israel. And this is a music group that has artists under its umbrella like Madonna, Charlie XCX, Ed Sheeran, Fleetwood Mac, Paris Hilton, Jay-Z, like very influential people globally and in Australia. And the president of Warner Music Australia is a man called Dan Rosen. And Dan Rosen was recently one of the 150 industry leaders that signed an open letter calling on the Emmys to rescind Bassan Ouda's Emmy nomination. This is a man who at one point was the head of ARIA. So, yeah, it's like this like global thing, but then it also kind of affects Australia. And so then there's all of these artists under the like. And that's just one, because Warner Music's the third biggest, but the other two biggest are, like, Sony and Universal, and they have their own, like, huge ties to Israel as well. And it's kind of when you start scratching beneath the surface of, like, just the music industry, but so many industries where you're like, okay, this is, like, a thing, I guess. So we're all wondering, like, why are all these people staying silent and not saying or doing anything? And then you kind of look at what they're attached to, and it starts making a bit more sense.
Well, in the age of, artists having in their capabilities all the publicity and whatever they want just via access to the internet, this is how you reckon you've been attacking this problem, by challenging people's, I don't know, principles and things that they say that they hold, but really, what are they doing? I guess that's what I took most from your song.
Yeah, I think so, because there's like one side of it is that, yeah, there's like Israeli and Zionist ties to certain record labels and music institutions, but then the other side is like, I think some people are so stuck in their colonial mindset and so comfortable with the position that they've carved out for themselves within the industry that they would just rather say nothing and stay comfortable. And that's kind of what I find a bit disappointing, is like the refusal to kind of challenge or interrogate why and how these people came to have the platforms that they have. And like, if not for this, then for what? Because there's people that have like tens of thousands of followers, and by staying, or hundreds of thousands of followers, and by kind of staying silent on what's happening in the world at the moment, they're not only not saying anything and giving the green light to their fans and followers to not say anything, but they're also kind of giving the green light to other artists. So it becomes this like chamber of silence where it's like, well, they're not saying anything, so I don't have to say anything, so I won't say anything, and it just creates this weird thing, like a chain reaction, but the opposite of it, snowballing. It's just everyone just doesn't say anything.
It's the opposite of running the world through gossip. It's the other, where you don't put your head up because you're the one that's going to be shot in the head.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's like we're all in a prison here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really strange. And, like, there's a, you know, I don't have, like, the biggest platform, so I definitely try my best to be like, can you say something?
Can I say something?
Yeah, but I also...
the classic
like,
the song. Can I say something?
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know that I wish that I had, like, I just wish that people that had bigger, and there definitely are people that are being vocal and doing what they can, for sure. But, yeah, I just wish that it was more. And I think that everyone at the moment is kind of scratching their head being like, what's happening?
Rin, we have to go, but can you tell my listeners, our listeners, how they can get your single and how they contribute through Bandcamp?
Yeah, the song's just on Bandcamp, and it's called Things. My name's Rin McArdle, and it's just $5. You can donate more if you want to, and all of the proceeds will go to Para.
I perceived innocence. It wasn't what it seems. motherfuckers get off on the sound of hearing children die.